Welcome back to Sports Day right across regional Australia this evening. Tony Leonard with Terry Wallace for the 2015 Australia Post Our Neighbourhood Community Grants Program. Last Thursday night, Plough, you and I went down and were impressed by the quality of the game start to finish of the NAB Challenge between Hawthorn and Collingwood.
No doubt. Oh, look, I thought Collingwood put on a fantastic performance all night and certainly the highest scoring of any of the NAB Challenge games.
Yeah, it was good stuff too, and a young man who, well, he may have told the selectors in the most unsubtle terms with four goals, I'm a forward, and that's Alex Fasolo. Lovely to chat with you, Faz. Thanks for joining us on the program.
Hey, boys, how are we?
Hey, terrific, thank you. The whole game itself, let's set aside the result. Nice that Collingwood won by 44 points. But as you've been around now for four or so years, was that as intense and as fair dinkum as a NAB challenge you've been involved in?
It was intense, it was hot, and the skill level was really high. And I think it's good validation for a young group like we are. You know, we came away with a win. I mean, obviously it wasn't about the scoreboard as much, but I think it was just very good validation for a lot of our young kids who have battled through a massive pre-season. So it was good.
Before Terry starts firing the really intricate stuff at you, just from a personal level, I know winning and it's all the team effort, everything like that, but were you pleased the way you sort of had a feel of the ball and in that forward role, which we know you are a very dangerous player, Faz, that you go stumping up four goals. Did you walk away saying, yeah, I feel really good with my first outing for the year?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, yeah, we started pre-season in November, so it's been a four-month slog. So I guess, again, it's just pretty good validation to go out there and get your hands on it and impact, and it's just good to get it away. The season's underway, so it feels really good, yeah.
Alex, do you prefer to play as a forward? Because when I watch you play, you just seem to be more natural when you're playing forward. It seems to be all done on instinct more. Wouldn't you rather be kicking goals than having Maxi last year chewing off your ear in that back line?
Oh, absolutely. I never want to see the defensive 50 again in my career. No, I really enjoy it. I'm obviously a natural forward. I mean, I probably played down back more because of it was probably more of a list deficiency with a few injuries in the back line. So I sort of had to go down there, I suppose. But no, I'm definitely more of a natural forward and I feel more comfortable up there.
Did you learn much from going down there?
Absolutely. I mean, it's always been a knock on my game is, you know, the defensive side of my game. So I suppose going down there gave me a different perspective on the game and more how to defend. And I think I've become a better one-on-one player. I see the game better from a defensive perspective. And that's going to come out in my game up forward. So I think it's been a very good learning curve for me.
I would have thought in review that one of the things that would have been really pleasing from Nathan Buckley and the coaching staff was that I thought your structural work worked really well, your presses and your ability to put Hawthorn under extreme pressure. I thought that was a real key part of your game.
Well, as a team, that's that's one of our KPIs. You know, like we go into every game knowing that our offensive part will look after itself, but as long as we bring that pressure and especially in our forward line to keep the ball inside 50, I mean, the team, our opposition can't score if it's in our forward 50. So as long as we're bringing that pressure, it goes a long way towards us winning. And from a personal level, I know that my offensive game should look after itself, but as long as I'm tipping in for that defensive part of my game, I should be right.
The other thing that I've noticed over the last 18 months, I think there's a lot of people that thought that Collingwood had a very small squad, but I just think in the last 18 months you've added some size. Guys like Langdon and Carnitzes last year, have a look at Degoe as a young man, Crisp, Greenwood, who's not that tall, but he's certainly strong. It seems like the side or the structure of the side has changed a little bit over the last 18 months.
Well, it's good to see, yeah, blokes like Paddy Carnitzes overcome his groin problems and obviously had an impact the other night. We've drafted Geordie Degoe, who's come in and is obviously already a ready-made inside mid. Everyone knows Levi Greenwood's as tough as nails, and the big fellas are standing up, which helps as well. So, like, obviously, Brody Grundy shedded a bit of weight over the off-season, but he's as strong as ever. We've got Jared Richards in play, but he's our backup ruckman at the moment. Like, yeah, so I think we have a very deep list, which is what you need to have success. So, and a lot of people have exteriorly put a bit on the pies if we're too young, we're too this, we're too that. But I think we've got a pretty deep list, and that definitely helps. Should help this year.
I certainly think you've got a deep list, and that'll be one of the fascinations come round one, because more so than some clubs where you can almost just pick their lineup. Gee, it'll be fascinating coming to selection into round one, particularly around the middle of the ground. It's going to be hard to pick.
I couldn't believe, I don't know the stat, but I'd love to know how many blokes under the age of 22 are running around on Thursday night, and they're all about even playing for it. So I don't know how the match is going to going to pick the four midfielders and the blokes on the bench and the wingers and the half forward. There's about 20 of us. So I mean, that's a good. I mean, it's a good problem to have. It should be a strong 22 that the Bucks puts out there.
How did you find Launceston to play?
Unbelievable deck. Unbelievable deck. Beautiful part of the world. But no, it was really nice. Good conditions. We had a good night. It wasn't too windy. It was beautiful.
There's a whole heap of footballers, some older than you, who believe it's the kindest surface on footballers' feet. Do you go with that?
Yeah, it was. We couldn't believe it. I've never even been to Tasmania. So we rocked up there and we walked inside the ground. And the day before, we had a little kick around. And it's as good a deck as you'll ever play on. So, it was great for us.
Now, I know that you guys got straight in and out of Launceston. The Hawks stayed down for their traditional camp that they have down that area. Where's your regional camp this year?
We're down in Bendigo this year in a couple of weeks. So, that's a good opportunity for us to get around a few of the schools and get around the Magpie Army. So it's always good fun.
It'll be a beauty too because you're getting to play Carlton at Queen Elizabeth Oval, which is one of the best regional ovals in Australia. That's on Sunday the 15th of March, and then I know you'll do your community camp then. So to all our folk who are listening to us tonight in Bendigo, they'll be hanging from the rafters from the QEO Sunday the 15th. When you have a look at it, Alex, not sure if you've been there before, you will see a magnificent historical timepiece of an oval. It is beautiful. Just on your own, we'll let you go. Just a couple to get out on, though. Has Bucks given you the clearest indication that we want you as that small forward role? And if he has, has he set any targets or have you set yourself any targets for the year?
Bucks has made it very clear the role that he wants me to play, and it will be that forward type role. And I like to think, and he likes to think, that I can push in that midfield and have an impact up there as well. But just the goals for the year is to be consistent. I want to get some consistency in my game, so I play every game and definitely have an impact. I think as long as I'm doing that, I can contribute a fair bit to the Pies, having a bit of success in 2015.
No, and you've certainly had the good start for that. Just on Lachie Keefe, he was down to play last week, and in listening to Benny Hart, is he going to play more forward this year, or is there still a bit of experimentation taking place?
Yeah, so Keefe did his hammy on the Tuesday, just before the game on Thursday night, but he was in line to play, and he would have played up forward. So he's been training up forward all pre-season and looking pretty bloody good up there too. So I think with Ben Reid back and Nathan Brown and Jack Ross holding down the back line, I think he could be a big asset up forward.
Alex, I think that's the one that all football supporters are interested in, how Ben Reid is coming along, because I think everyone just wants to see him out in the park and see him have a bit of luck.
Yeah, absolutely. We obviously came back from Germany, and I think just the last week or two he's been full training, and he's been training the house down, to be honest. So I think if it was up to him, he'd play this week, but I think he's obviously not quite there yet. Get a few more K's in the legs, but no, he's training really well and he looks amazing.
Enjoy your time in Bendigo Sunday week against the Blues. Always good to talk to you, Alex. And let's hope that, like so many that we do talk to, you get a fair run with the injuries and you can have an injury-free season and really dazzle the crowd, which everyone knows you're capable of. Thanks for joining us this evening on Sports Day.
Thanks a lot, boys. Thanks for having me.
Terrific. Alex Fasolo there. Collingwood fans, of which there are plenty of you, sign up for Collingwood's country membership. $126 includes general admission to 5 games in Melbourne. Got to live 120K out of Melbourne. So one would imagine you want to pick your 5 games and you're a Bendigonian, you do fall outside that 120K.
Beautiful.
So $126, that is a significant reduction. And the Collingwood season launch and Hall of Fame dinner at Crown next Wednesday. The 1990 Premiership team will be included. 25 years has passed.
Gee, it goes quick, doesn't it?
But they've got one in 2010. Visit collingwoodfc.com.au or call 1300 Magpie. How easy is that? 1300 Magpie. If you'd like to relive the glory again and again and again.